It's Maroon 5 and Sunday Morning on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:12 now on a Monday morning.
And 75 degrees to start the morning off.
And it's time for a closer look at Clear's community.
We're visiting with Jill Zaruba.
She's so much fun.
You are just a firecracker.
Thanks, ladies.
You are. Wiggles and Giggles.
Yes.
Tell us about Wiggles and Giggles.
Well, Wiggles and Giggles is the therapy clinic for the hospital that does occupational, physical, and speech therapy for kids.
Which is wonderful.
It is. We're a pretty bright spot to be.
And you guys are up in the wellness center, so you're next to the hospital now instead of being wherever you were before.
We were tucked away downtown in a very special spot, and now we're at the wellness center. We love being on campus with everyone else. We love having our adult therapists across the hallway that we can consult with whenever we need. And there's just a lot of traffic and a lot of people in that area.
Oh, definitely. You said over, you know, just the moving from the old location to the new location. How many people you see in a month?
You know, we, it's actually been amazing. We expected a little bit of growth, but we've experienced a lot of growth. We always hoped to have about 600 visits or so before the move, and last month we had over 1,000 visits.
Wow.
So,
that's amazing.
It's definitely been a busy time for
us. Amazing.
So what are some of the things that you work with children, some of the conditions you work with?
Well, I think it might surprise people all the different things that we do. You know, we see children from when they're maybe newborns, if something happened during the birthing process, or if a baby was born with a known disability, they might come to us right away. We have children that come to us all the way up until 14, 15, 16, until they're still comfortable coming to somewhere that's called Wiggles and Giggles. So, you know, we have physical therapists that see all kinds of, you know, walking, and maybe if you break your leg even, you might be coming to Wiggles and Giggles, but we also have speech therapists who are helping kids learn how to talk, helping kids with reading problems. We have occupational therapists that are also very busy with helping kids with their sensory systems and just get through life a little easier.
And I know recently, I think some of the kids received bicycles?
They did. We have our annual weekend event, which happens in the fall. It's October 6th this year. So with that event, we needed something, you know, meaningful that we could do with the proceeds. So we've taken the proceeds and we've been giving, they're called Amtrikes. They're adapted bikes. We've given them to kids and adults. We can do both. Started off more with kids because they're typically the ones who really want to ride a bike. A lot of times families will go to buy a bike for a child with special needs and realize that's not going to work, and you start looking at adapted bikes and they become very expensive very quickly. So we've been able to bring a group in from Grand Island that comes and fits each person or child to their needs, and then they get these bikes. It's a really cool day.
Oh, I can't imagine. And you said, you know, being fitted for the bike, it's made just for them.
It is. We go through, the team goes through, we're there kind of as assistants only. The team that comes in from Grand Island, they're really specialists at this, and we get to help them get to know the child and their needs, and then we just go from there.
Which is fantastic. Well, we're going to take a break, Jill. We're going to come back and talk about some of the other things going on.
Okay, great. Thanks.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Chris Brown and Yeah on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:23 now on a Monday morning.
And 75 degrees to start the morning off.
And we're back with more Clear's Community.
We're visiting with Jill Zaruba. We're talking about Wiggles and Giggles and just her personality. If this is anything what Wiggles and Giggles is like, Jill, it's a fun place where people come for help.
It's a really fun place, but we have a great, great staff. I just get to be the one who kind of coordinates things, so we have a great group of ladies there.
And we have an event coming up.
We do. We often have students with us at the clinic who are going to be occupational, physical, or speech therapists, and we have actually happen to have a student right now. She's going to be an occupational therapist here very shortly. I think she has 4 weeks left with us. And she's also a dance instructor. So that's fun for all of us. So we're putting on a No Limits Dance Camp, which is really just kind of a Saturday morning clinic for kids ages 3 to 8 to come. And it's for kids with all abilities that can come. We'll have the dance instructors there, but we're also going to have therapists there as well to help any of the kids who might need some extra assistance.
Oh, that is going to be super neat. Now, do we need to pre-register?
We do. So this is kind of fun for us. We've never done anything like this. So we were hoping to have kids call and register by Wednesday the 20th, so next week, a week from this Wednesday, just so we can get a little bit of a head count. And like I said, it's for kids that might have special needs, but, you know, their siblings with typical abilities could certainly attend as well.
And cool. Girls and boys. Come on, boys.
Let's come out. Mm-hmm. It's from 9 to 11 in the morning. In the last 20 minutes from about 10:40 to 11, we'll put on a little parent showcase that the parents can come and watch.
Cool. Yeah. That'll be neat. And what does it cost to register?
It's free.
Which is wonderful.
A completely free event just to come and have fun that morning.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we have another event coming up later this fall.
We do. It's the weekend run, walk, and roll.
Yes.
Yes. It's on October 6th this year. It's our 8th annual event.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the staff who works the event would say it's one of the best days of the year for us. It's a really great day to see everybody out there together.
Oh, and exactly.
To do something that's really challenging and to realize that you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And I know I've been out there most of the years too, and mm-hmm. the weather has run the gamut, and it doesn't matter. People come out and take part.
It really has. We've been out there in gloves and stocking caps and shorts, tank tops, and umbrellas. So
yes, uh-huh.
All just seems to work. Yes.
Now, can someone start registering for that event?
You know, that's a great question. Yes. And, you know, we want those by September 21st with the early bird rate. And then you can register that next week as well. It just goes up $5.
Right.
So,
right.
Yes, it's always on our webpage that you can go and register there. That's sometimes the easiest way to register, but there are paper registration forms as well if you prefer that.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Did we get it all covered?
I think we did.
Awesome. Well, it's been our pleasure, Jill, to have you here at the studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, hats off to you and your staff for the wonderful things they do for Wiggles and Giggles.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.